TikTok set to challenge new U.S. legislation, setting stage for legal showdown. Commentary. In a decisive moment for U.S. legislation, President Joe Biden recently signed a bill aimed at curbing TikTok's influence by requiring its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to either sell the platform or cease operations in the United States. This move is part of broader efforts to dismantle what is seen as the Chinese Communist Party's extensive propaganda network. Immediately following the bill's enactment, TikTok announced plans to challenge the legislation in court, signaling the beginning of a formidable legal confrontation. The law was swiftly passed on April 24, the same day President Biden endorsed it, prompting TikTok to criticize the measure as unconstitutional and to affirm their intent to seek legal redress. TikTok CEO, Shouzi Chu, reinforced this stance in a video, expressing the company's determination to fight for its rights in court and vowed to remain in the U.S. market, "We aren't going anywhere." Congress prepares for litigation. Anticipating the legal challenges, Congress was proactive. Before the Senate's final vote, Senator Maria Cantwell and Senator Mark Warner engaged in a detailed 17-minute scripted Q&A session to fortify their position against potential objections from TikTok. This exercise highlighted the gravity with which Congress views the national security concerns posed by TikTok. Central to TikTok's defense is the First Amendment, which safeguards freedom of speech and has historically protected even foreign entities from outright bans on communication. The Supreme Court's 1965 decision in Lamont v. Postmaster General overturned a federal law that mandated recipients of communist political propaganda to submit a written request to the post office before such mail could be delivered. This ruling established a precedent that the government cannot impede the distribution of materials labeled as communist political propaganda, affirming the protection of free speech and the right to receive information without governmental interference. Despite allegations of TikTok being a vehicle for CCP propaganda, the legal framework established by the Supreme Court suggests that mere dissemination of propaganda may not justify a ban. However, legal experts argue that if the platform is proven to pose a genuine threat to national security, the circumstances could warrant a different legal outcome. Expert: banning TikTok as a measure to protect national security. Alan Z. Rosenstein, an associate professor of law at the University of Minnesota, argues that the U.S. government's proposed ban on TikTok is necessary for national security. He highlights the potential threat posed by the CCP, which could exploit its control over platforms like TikTok to influence U.S. politics. According to Mr. Rosenstein, the urgency for Congress to intervene stems from the significant leverage that the CCP could wield through such media networks. The strategic importance of TikTok for the CCP in disseminating its views is indeed profound. Since its U.S. launch in 2018, TikTok has rapidly ascended to prominence, becoming the most downloaded app in the U.S. and globally for three consecutive years, 2020, 2021, and 2022. With approximately 170 million American users, TikTok reaches about half of the U.S. population, significantly impacting various aspects of American culture. Through TikTok, the CCP potentially influences a broad array of American preferences and perceptions, from musical and movie preferences to conspiracy theories and consumer habits. Even U.S. celebrities and their popularity can be shaped by the platform. Notably, even President Biden's campaign team joined TikTok this February, recognizing the platform's influential power. The CCP's alleged use of TikTok to influence U.S. politics. The narrative of TikTok as a tool for political influence is vividly illustrated by events during the U.S. political campaigns. On June 20, 2020, during President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, an unexpected turnout at a Tulsa, Oklahoma, rally highlighted TikTok's potential impact. Although President Trump's campaign team anticipated around 1 million attendees, only about 6,200 appeared, a discrepancy attributed to TikTok users who had registered for hundreds of thousands of tickets with no intention of attending. In 2022, TikTok's role in U.S. politics further evolved with the introduction of its Election Center feature. This initiative aimed to facilitate voter engagement by providing information on registration, mail voting, and polling locations in various states. TikTok partnered with entities like the National Association of Secretaries of State and Ballotpedia, among others, offering resources in over 45 languages, including English and Spanish. The breadth and scope of this feature drew significant attention and concern regarding its potential for influencing voter behavior. Critics, including Representative Jim Banks and Representative Michael Waltz, expressed apprehensions about TikTok's capabilities for election interference. They highlighted that TikTok, being under the oversight of CCP members, poses a substantial risk. They pointed to the potential misuse of the Election Center as a tool for overseeing and interfering in U.S. elections, a concern underscored by the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence. In its annual threat assessment report, the office cautioned that TikTok was used to target candidates in the 2022 U.S. midterm elections and could potentially influence the 2024 elections, aiming to magnify U.S. societal divisions and sideline critics of China. Furthermore, the U.S. State Department has documented the CCP's broader strategies of using disinformation and coercive methods to reshape the global information landscape, creating biases and gaps that could even lead nations to make decisions that subordinate their economic and security interests to Beijing's. Mr. Rosenstein believes that among all the arguments the government could make in defense of the TikTok bill, national security is most likely to resonate with the Supreme Court. Gus Hurwitz, senior fellow at the University of Pennsylvania's Carey Law School, posits that given the High Court's current composition, the argument centered on national security could prove decisive. One of the unfortunate and really frustrating things about national security legislation, it tends to be a trump card, Hurwitz told AP.